from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. What Timmins police call a sizable seizure of drugs destined for the streets took place at a Mountjoy Street North home Tuesday afternoon. Staff Sergeant Mark Valier says the drugs are worth $119,000. Cash worth $17,000 was also seized, as were three loaded handguns. Valier acknowledges that this doesn't shut down the illegal drugs coming into town from elsewhere, but every bit counts.
I think with media releases with respect to us enforcing these laws and busting these dealers, we'd hope to send a message that maybe Timmins is not the most hospitable place to be doing your drug dealing.
Four Toronto males as young as 14 were arrested. So was a 19-year-old Timmins man. All five have been denied bail and have court dates next week. If your 5 to 11-year-old has their first COVID-19 vaccines and you prefer that they get the Pfizer bivalent booster, it will be available starting a week from today. The Porcupine Health Unit points out that the shot protects against the original coronavirus and the Omicron variant. It also encourages getting a flu shot at the same time as the booster. Meanwhile, Ontario's Chief Medical Officer of Health says the flu season appears to have peaked, so we should soon see an easing of pressure on overcrowded children's hospitals. Dr. Kieran Moore says the number of people testing positive declined last week, as did the number of new hospitalizations. But Moore also says the number of RSV cases remains high, and he's also expecting an increase in COVID-19 infections next month in the wake of the holiday season. Moore says we must be very protective of our children in the coming weeks. Several reporters who cover Twitter and its owner, Elon Musk, have had their accounts suspended on the social media platform. Musk accuses the journalists of sharing private information about his whereabouts. He calls it basically assassination coordinates. The suspensions come a day after Twitter suspended an account that tracked the flights of his private jet using publicly available data. Musk also suspended the account of Mastodon, a social media site dubbed as a Twitter replacement. Musk has maintained since before he bought Twitter that he would let free speech reign on the site while not allowing misinformation. In Country 93.1 Sports, it's crunch and rock time tonight at the MAC. The NOJHL's Cochrane Crunch plays the Timmins Rock. The puck lands on the center ice dot at 7:30. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.